Looking back at it now, I don't remember quite how big it was.
Yeah, you didn't,
I think,
like, comprehend it in the moment. No.
I think in the moment, for me personally, it was more like, wow, we're being watched by 12 million people currently. That is a serious amount of people. And I think I've sort of fluctuated back and forth over the years in terms of remembering that and truly trying to grasp the scale of it.
Yeah.
Because when you're there and you realise that there's 12 million people watching, that's the last thing you want to think about. So you just push that to the back of your mind. But then 4 years down the line, you're like, well, actually, I was being watched by 12 million people. Like, how ridiculous is that?
Yeah, and I think the whole process from start to finish is a huge, huge journey. Like, we'd like started X Factor at the beginning of the year, like literally like our first ever rounds of auditions. Yeah. And then obviously we left the show in December. So it really was pretty much a full 12 months. And then obviously we went on the X Factor tour, which was amazing. But you know, you literally start in this room with four people kind of watching you and you're singing your heart out. And then you have the arenas and then you have the 6 chair challenge and then you have judges' houses and then you have live shows. It was enormous, you know. But a lot of fun as well. Like, we really took it in our stride, I think. We really, like, made sure we kind of were who we wanted to be. And at times that was difficult. But, yeah, it was madness.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, is going into it knowing exactly who you are as a band and what your branding is and what sort of songs you want to sing, what sort of things you want to wear, because that can run away with you very quickly if you don't have that strong suited ideal in your head of what you want. And we were very lucky that we had a fantastic team around us that listened to us and sort of made our dreams come true. And I think that in turn let us benefit from the show a lot more than if we didn't have that set in place. And both now, like myself and Parissa, we're still friends with researchers and producers.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, we still keep in contact with people that we met on
everyone,
the show.
Yeah.
That, you know, the general public would never have even thought about or thought that role existed. And you do make really, really good friends with some of these people. I mean, let alone living with like what, 40 people?
Yeah,
in the house,
like 34 people in the
yeah
house.
Like, even putting that aside, when you move away from the show and go over to the tour, which is a whole new group of people, we sort of moved over and we're like, oh my god, we don't know anyone. Like,
yeah,
where are all of our favorite people gone? And then we've made a brand new group of friends with that production team. And like, I think we were very well looked after. We had some fantastic times.
It was probably like a 2 year journey all in all, like our X Factor experience, like with
yeah
the tour attached to that as well.
100%. Yeah.
But yeah, like everything's magnified as well, like all your emotions, just everything. Like, and it's that cliche saying, but your life changes overnight. Like, I'll never forget, we were sat in the X Factor house with everyone that had got through, but obviously the public didn't know yet who'd got through judges'
yeah
houses. And
we were running out of the house
with
bags on our heads.
We were all like, yeah, we was like hiding for weeks before that. And then we was all sat watching judges' houses results, and then like bang, our Twitter got verified, and it was like
yeah
bang, we're like in the live shows, everyone knows. And I remember that being such a pinch me moment.
Louis Walsh is an absolute industry genius. I'm sorry, he really is. He knows when to stay out of the way and he knows when to put his input in.
He would say to us before Sunday night, like before the doors opened, you're going home, by the way.
Yeah.
Like every week he would do that to us just to give us a good reaction.
Yeah, yeah, because he wanted us to want it, and he knew when to stay out of the way and he knew when to give us encouragement, and he was fantastic. But obviously it is Simon's baby. X Factor always has been Simon's baby, and he was very keen to not micromanage, but oversee every performance, and he wanted to be a part of it. And even if you weren't in his group, I mean, our year, Simon had the over 25s.
Yes.
And obviously we had Louis in the groups.
He literally watched everyone.
Simon would still watch.
Here, yeah.
He would still give input and make sure that people were doing the best that they could. And he was then and still is very, very smart. And I think both myself and Parissa have got huge respect for Simon in terms of what he's built for himself and, you know, the things he's done in his career. But meeting all of those people is just, it really is like brain numbing. It's, you don't understand what you're doing at the time. You just turn off to it. And then you look back and, you know, I have so many memories from X Factor and we did so many things. I look back now and I'm like, wait, we met David Guetta. When did we meet David Guetta?
Like
yeah, yeah, like when did we meet Tay-Tay? When did that happen? Mm-hmm. But you end up turning off to it. And
it becomes your life though at that time. Like you don't,
yeah.
Like, I'll never forget, like we were sat with like all the 1D boys just watching rehearsals. And at the time, you don't think anything of it. I think it taught us to be realistic about the industry. That was probably the toughest thing for us. Like, after X Factor, we were really lucky with our journey. We became pretty successful and had our own headline shows and got a top 10 single and stuff like that, and it was amazing. But I think the reality of the industry isn't the X Factor, and I think for a group like us, we were lucky to have a career before the X Factor. But for anyone that doesn't, I do believe that you can really have a crash from it, and it can actually maybe impact you in a negative way, because it's not real life.
It's like a false economy, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and it's like a fake world almost. Yeah. Like, as soon as you're out of that bubble, you're out of that bubble.
Yeah.
But I think actually for us, and for me and Charlie especially, I think experiencing something like that, it really made us become like down to earth and about who we want to be as artists, as general people in life as well.
Yeah, we were surrounded by a lot of people that were in the same situation as us, and were thrust into situations and thrust into this sort of fake world of stardom. And, you know, you either sink or swim. You react well or you react badly. Mm. And I think for us, and we were really lucky, I would say at least 95% of the contestants on our year dealt with it incredibly and were lovely people and came out of it with some great life experience. And I think, like Parissa said, we've come out and we've gone, right, okay, we've made some great connections. We have done what we wanted to do. This is what we want to do next. How can we use this experience and this knowledge and these connections that we've made to benefit us and to move forward with our careers and our lives? And I think it has, you know, we work really hard in the background, and we do lots of things in the background still involved in the industry. And that wouldn't be possible without the things that we learned and the people that we met whilst we were on that whirlwind of X Factor.